USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court nomination of federal judge Amy Coney Barrett will get a vote on the Senate floor next Monday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell confirmed the scheduling of the vote, saying it will be a chance to put another judge in position who will follow the law.
With regard to the Supreme Court justices, I think you've already written, we'll be voting to confirm justice to be Barrett next Monday. And I think that will be another signature accomplishment in our effort to put on the courts, the federal courts, men and women who believe in the quaint notion that maybe the job of the judge is to actually follow the law.
Russia says it's willing to come to an agreement on extending a nuclear arms treaty with the United States. In a statement Tuesday, Russia agreed to extend the expiring New START treaty for 1 year and is ready to freeze the number of nuclear warheads in its arsenal, given the U.S. doesn't make any further demands. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is accusing the Commission on Presidential Debates of staging Thursday's presidential debate for former Vice President Joe Biden after they announced that the candidates' mics would be muted during portions of the debate. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News that it's obvious the commission is not bipartisan.
Well, look, you can mute the mic of the President of the United States, but you cannot silence the voice of the American people who are going to show up resoundingly for this president. It's pathetic what the Commission on Presidential Debates is doing. You even had Bob Dole calling them out, saying that this is not an effective bipartisan commission, and he's exactly right about this.
Ireland is moving to its highest level of lockdown to try to control a surge of coronavirus cases. The Irish government announced some of the strictest measures in Europe on Monday to last for the next 6 weeks. People are being told not to travel more than 3 miles from home, non-essential retail will be shuttered, and bars and restaurants will be restricted to takeout or delivery only. Ireland has seen around 1,300 new COVID cases a day for the last 2 weeks, with hospitalizations for the virus doubling over the same period. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
What can we expect from a presidential debate with a mute button? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
The final Trump-Biden debate will give the moderator the opportunity to mute microphones to prevent candidates from interrupting when the other person is scheduled to talk. The Trump campaign crying foul over the rule, but still saying that President Trump will participate despite the rule change. Regarding this rule change, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer reminding everyone,
2-minute buzzer is only at the beginning of each segment. That's the only time the candidates will be muted. For the rest of it, they're going to be able to go back and forth with each other. And as you know, and I think you believe this too, it would behoove the president to interrupt a little bit less.
And regarding foreign policy not being one of the topics that will be discussed, Fleischer tells Fox News.
As for foreign policy, there is still one segment on the debate Thursday night for national security. And that, of course, is the window for President Trump to get into the various issues that he needs to get into.
And the First Lady is canceling plans to be at a rally tonight, citing lingering effects from COVID-19. Melania Trump was scheduled to join the president when he held a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, the first campaign event she'd appeared at in more than a year. But her office says that she'll stay at the White House out of an abundance of caution due to a lingering cough. The president and first lady tested positive for the coronavirus earlier this month, with the president spending 3 days in the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.